I've been fishing since my father forced me to go as a child on Long Island, and we had a boat.
What
It was a small motor boat. He started out with 26 foot, which is bigger than anything I've ever owned. And he was an avid fisherman, and we'd go out April 15th to October 15th. I remember scraping ice off lines to go out in mid-April. I started going down to the Cape on the weekend, thinking this was pretty nice. Then I thought this would be a nice way to introduce it back. You know, I'd like to go fishing again and see what it's like. Yeah. Well, now we go. I go out whenever, every weekend. Every weekend and every off day and every vacation day I can. Usually Columbus Day is our last day out. Oh. Last Mother's Day, we went out, and there was no one on the water. And as I said, I'm usually a wimpy fisherman. I usually want to see the land.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this was a day where we had read in the paper there are right whales, spelled R-I-H-T, whales in Cape Cod Bay. And there were no other boats. And I said, well, let's just keep on going out. And so we went out 7-10 miles north of where we were, which I almost never do. And I was about to turn around, and my wife said, look over there. And there was like 3 right whales within 100 yards of us. Just
wow.
Me, my wife, this 22-foot little boat, and 3 whales swimming around, frolicking. That was one of the most amazing experiences I had on the boat. Sometimes I use live bait. In May, you use live bait. It's sort of horrible. You catch these live mackerel and put them on a hook and striped bass eat them. That's like cheating, but you can always catch them that way. Now, fly fishing was always about the process, and I just wasn't interested.